11268, the application of Mary Ford and Judy Hedrick. Site is located southwest corner of Road 275, also known as Warrington Road, and Road 274, also known as Old Landing Road, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 334, map 12, parcel 121.01. An application for a special use exception, operate a bed and breakfast. We did receive one letter, not signed. The envelope's not signed either.
Wow.
I don't know what to do with it.
Put it in the trash. That's, I mean, it doesn't mean it's
it really asks questions. So.
Oh.
Same sign.
I presume it's public comment of some sort.
It
so.
Came in the mail, but it wasn't, the envelope's not
it's endorsed, like the
and the letter's not endorsed.
Did it reference the case?
It makes reference to the Homestead Bed and Breakfast, which is the right name.
Sure.
And if, should I read it?
Yeah, I
see that the Homestead Bed and Breakfast at the intersection of Old Landing and Warrington Roads in Rehoboth is for sale. However, the accommodation offered is much more extensive than when it was last on the market. At that time, there was no guest house with bath, and a main house had only two baths. I am wondering if these improvements were permitted and carried out to coop. That's it. That's the letter.
Now you can endorse it. Now you can endorse it.
Yeah, now you can respect it.
So it's just expressing a concern, but not to take any position.
Right, didn't take any position.
Can it?
Okay. Good evening, sir.
Thank you very much, members of the board. My name is Adam Gerber. I'm here on behalf of Mary Ford and Judy Hedrick, the owners of the Bed and Breakfast, called the Homestead at Rehoboth B&B. Maybe we could swear in, Mary Ms. Ford.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes. Mary Ford, 35060 Warrington Road, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Just as a matter of procedure, I brought with me copies of the special use exception granted, the findings of fact granted in 1998. Does the board have a copy of this already in the file?
No.
I can certainly
I don't have
pass
a copy
these out. I believe I brought it up.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. To explain what that is, in 1998, there was a special use exception granted by the board for to operate this property as a bed and breakfast with four bedrooms. The applicants now are asking the board to expand to allow them to rent out one more bedroom for a total of five bedrooms. And that's really the extent of their application this evening. At the time of that application in 1998, there was a pool on the property. That pool's actually been removed now. And so any concerns about noise, I think, would be diminished, in fact, because
Absolutely.
There's no pool outside. And just to state in advance, in case you have any questions, there is adequate parking, which Ms. Ford will explain in just a minute. So I'd like to call Ms. Ford to testify now. Ms. Ford, you are the owner of the Homestead at Rehoboth B&B, is that correct?
Yes, I am.
How long have you owned the property?
10 years.
Has everything I said so far to the board been truthful and correct to the best
correct.
Of my knowledge?
Absolutely.
Okay. And I am correct that a special use exception was granted in 1998, permitting the property to be used as a B&B with four bedrooms?
Absolutely.
Okay. And as you stated before, I believe there is currently no pool on the property any longer.
There is no pool.
Why would you like to add an additional room to the B&B?
We're a tourist business, and having an extra house would help with the income and the revenue for my business.
Just out of curiosity, how old is the home?
It was built in 1899.
So there is some historical value?
Yes.
Okay. In your opinion, is there adequate parking to accommodate the addition of one more room on the property?
There's 12 parking spaces at this time.
Okay, and where are those? Just can you briefly describe?
When you come in the driveway, there are six, and then four in the carport, and then two on the other side of the driveway.
Do you believe the noise level will increase substantially by the adding of a fifth bedroom?
No. Okay. The traffic on the corner, yes.
The traffic on the corner. Do you believe that adding one additional bedroom will in any way substantially impact the adjacent or neighboring properties?
Absolutely not.
Members of the board, any questions for Ms. Ford?
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
Since it's opening, do you know of any incidents where
it's caused to be a nuisance to the neighboring properties?
No. In fact, I have neighbors stop all the time that tell us how great it is, how nice the property looks. They even give us little signs that they find that say the homestead. So I think we've been a good fit for the community.
Thank you. No other questions.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Mrs. Ford, have you been operating the bed and breakfast since 1997?
We've been operating since 2003.
2003.
We bought the property. It was already an existing bed and breakfast, and we just took it over.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Rickards?
And the old pool house is separate from the main?
Yes.
Okay. How do you do that? Let me put it that way. But it's a bedroom there and a...
Yes, it's a bedroom and a little sitting area and a bathroom.
Okay. There's no cooking facilities in there.
There's no what?
Cooking facilities?
No, absolutely not.
Okay. No. And you do have
They
ample
come to
parking?
The main house for breakfast.
Okay. How is it located? Main house here? Pool house here?
Main house here and the pool house is here, right behind it.
Right behind it. Okay.
Probably, 10 or 15 feet.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mr. Werby?
How many bathrooms you have in your house?
There's five bathrooms in the house.
Okay.
No more questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
If I may,
there's one.
Linda Bova, local realtor, would like to say a couple words, I believe, about the property.
Okay. She would have her sworn in, if you would, please.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Linda Bova, 33117 Pricey Lane, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening.
Ma'am, just briefly, can you describe your occupation?
I am a real estate agent broker for the C. Bova Associates.
In what area do you work as a real estate agent?
Rehoboth and Lewis area and other surrounding areas.
Approximately how long have you been working in that capacity?
About 17 years.
Okay. And are you familiar with this property at 35060 Warrington Road in Rehoboth?
Yes, I am very familiar with it. I have the property listed for sale.
Okay. And you're aware the property is currently operated as a bed and breakfast, correct?
Yes.
With four bedrooms? And you are aware that the applicants are asking to add one more additional bedroom?
Yes, I am aware.
Do you believe that the addition of a fifth bedroom will substantially affect adversely the uses of the adjacent neighboring properties?
It will not.
And now just one last question. Do you believe there's adequate parking on the property or near the property to account to accommodate the addition of a fifth bedroom?
Yeah, there's plenty of room in that area.
Okay. Thank you. If there's anything else you'd like to add, feel free. Board, have any questions?
Any questions from members of the board?
What size is the bedroom you're adding on?
It's probably 8x10.
8x10. Was it off a porch? What are you going to come up with, or how are you doing that?
It's in the pool.
In the pool house.
In the pool house. Okay.
It was already an existing area.
So you're just coming off. Okay.
Just adding that.
Okay.
Thank you. That's all. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Okay. No other questions from members of the board? Mr. Trump, do you have any further questions or anything? Okay.
Yes, we're quite in opposition.
Yeah, I'm getting materials. Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, since we didn't hear testimony that it has substantially affected adversely the uses of the neighboring and adjacent properties. And I would make a motion that we approve case number 11,268.
Okay. Do I have a second?
For the five bedroom.
For the fifth bedroom?
Mm-hmm. For 5 years?
No.
No?
There's no time for limitation on it.
No time limitation.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11,268. Do I have a second to that?
I'll second that motion.
And a second by Mr. Rickards. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reason.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason have been stated by Mr. Mills. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,268 is approved for the fifth bedroom.